Hallelujah. And so, between the 70th, 69th week and the 70th week period, amen, the church is put together. The queen to replace, the new queen to replace the old queen is furnished, ready to come into the palace. Now, and that is the Gentile dispensation. How long will it last? How long? Hallelujah. How long will it last? This is the way Jesus Christ put it in Luke chapter 21. Let's read verse 20 to verse 24. Jesus himself said, "And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." That desolation he was speaking about. Okay, let's read it. "Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it, inside the city, depart out." Go, get out of the city. "And let not them that are in the countries enter therein too." Don't come back into the city. "Oh, for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon these people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations." And this is where I am going. "And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until" when? "Until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." And the days of vengeance. Vengeance for what? Vengeance of what they did against him when they crucified him. And that took place in AD 70. And the city was destroyed. And when they camp round about the city, he said, "Woe to you with the child," because of what they went through. And history tells us that was a very horrible period for Israel. And how long is it to last? He said, it is to last until what? The times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And when he says it is to last till the time of the Gentiles, when they will be scattered. And Jerusalem will lay desolate like that until the time of the Gentiles. Apostle Paul put it this way, that blindness in parts has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Jesus called it the times of the Gentiles before the restoration will take place. And the time of the Gentiles here is twofold. The time that he gave Daniel, using that dream he gave Nebuchadnezzar, he gave Daniel the interpretation of the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw. And that period, God was letting us know that man will rule this earth under four kingdoms. The Babylonian kingdom, as interpreted by Daniel, the Babylonian kingdom, the Medo-Persian kingdom, the Grecian kingdom, and their empires, and the Roman Empire. And this is the period also known as the times of the Gentiles. But there is also the fullness of the Gentile until he has finished with the Gentiles before he will come back to the Jews. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the Gentile dispensation. That is the church ages, like I said. Amen. How long? The answer number one is we call it till the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And secondly, how long? How are we going to know how long it will last? There's another key in Matthew chapter 24. Let's read it from verse 23 and maybe up to verse 28. Matthew chapter 24, from verse 23 up to verse 28. It's a Bible study, please, so listen carefully. Jot down what you can jot down. He said, then, if any man, he said, then, that is future. Future, in future, that period of the end. That's what he's referring to. And that period, I believe, is now, because this is now that people are making all manner of claims. That if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is the Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. We are reading up to verse 28. Behold, I have told you before. Hallelujah. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in a secret chamber anywhere, believe it not. 27. This is how the coming of the Lord will be. This is how this Gentile dispensation, this is how you will know when it will end. This is what he said. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west. He's talking about the sun. The sun rises from the east and sets in the west. He said, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 28. And he added, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's trying to tell us, or he was telling us, by what he was saying, that this is how the gospel will travel when he will be gathering the bride, the queen, to replace the old queen. This is how the period between the 69th week and the 70th week, this is how you will know it is ending. It is a light. It is a gospel light. And there will be light bearers. And the gospel started from the east. The light started from the east. And who was the person that was bearing it? It's Apostle Paul. The other people that were bearing the light, it's very controversial. There are a lot of arguments. Theologians agreeing or disagreeing. Arguing, no, it's not this man, it's that man, it's not this man, it's that man, it's not this man, it's that man. Amen. But whatever it is, the gospel will travel, and as we look at the history, we saw that it moved. Look at how after everybody agrees that it begins with Apostle Paul in the east, and it began to move, and that is moved and went through hands dispensationally. God will raise up somebody with a light that counter the darkness. For that was God's standard bearer against the Antichrist move for that time. And he kept moving. But all we know is that suddenly something began to happen in the West. And this West is America. Listen. Suddenly, the gospel that started where? It started in the East. God began to focus again in America, and things began to happen. Hallelujah. Things began to happen in such a way that the light began to shine brightly again in America in this age. And by the time we look and compare it with other scriptures, we knew that this is the last church age and the light of the gospel sets in the west. And when the light, the sun rises from the east, where does it set? In the west. After it sets in the west, where else are you expecting it to rise tomorrow morning? Eh? In the east. But before it goes to the east, there is one period there. What is the period? Darkness. There is a night. There is a tribulation that we go through before the light will shine again there. No more time. The gospel has now the sun, the light of God, set in the west. It was in the west in 1906 that the Azusa Revival ushered in the Laodicea Church Age. Praise the Lord. This Pentecostalism that everybody is Pentecostal, the ushering in of the gifts to the church came after more than 1,000 years of total darkness. It came in America, Azusa Street, with that black man, Simeon. And when I say that black man, I also want to believe that God doesn't just do his things anyhow. He had a reason for making it a black man. Hallelujah. There are three sons of Noah. Am I correct? Eh? What are their names? Shem, Ham, Japheth. And we know that the whole world is made up of these three races. Shem is the Middle East. Correct? They are the Middle East. Japheth is the Western world. The white people, now them, Japheth. Ham is African. Ham is Africa. The Bible tells us so. And you know, Ham was under a curse. That's why we shall continually serve Japheth and Shem. But that curse was broken on the cross. It was broken on the cross. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so that the whole races will have a stake in this salvation, hallelujah, there has to be the input of Ham. There has to be the input of Ham. Hallelujah. The input of Ham. When the light came on Shem on the day of Pentecost, what happened? It shook the whole city, stood still. When he entered the hands of Japheth, oh, glory be to God. We saw the revival that took place in Europe. We saw the revival that took place in Europe. It shook the whole world. It affected even Africa. It brought the missionaries here. That same light coming for the input of Ham, few brethren under that young man, Simon, they were gathering and were, a burden came upon them. Where are the gifts we see in the Acts of the apostles in the Bible? Where is it? Jesus, the same Jesus, where are the miracles? Where are the gifts? What is happening? And they were fasting and praying, and suddenly something happened. Hallelujah. That is what produced what we call the Azusa Revival. The whole world, anybody passing by 50 meters away from where they were praying, the person will be slain under anointing and be speaking in tongues. What is happening? That is what God used to open up in this age, the Pentecostalism that we have today. It was a black man. Hallelujah. The input of Ham. Anybody that says he's the one that is fulfilling that is because he has not understood the scriptures. Or a wrong spirit is ministering to him something that is supposed to destroy him and he doesn't know it. So, the light travels. This is what Jesus was speaking in that scripture. And then he added, for where the carcass is. Oh, glory be to God. He said, there shall the eagles be gathered. Look at the eagle. The eagle does not eat dead food. It eats fresh food. It does not eat rotten food. Where the carcass is, the carcass there is the word that he gives to that generation. The light that he bears, the eagles will gather around that light. Hallelujah. Because he has ordained those 7-star messengers to bear the light. And each time they appear with that light, there will be a deep calling to the deep and the deep to respond. Hallelujah. They come with the word of the Lord for that day. And those it is meant for, only the bride for that age will hear the voice of the bridegroom. They will see that light and get out of every starchiness and follow the fresh manner. Look, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and all dead. But I am the bread that comes from heaven, the true one. Among the laws for the manna they collected in the wilderness was that you are not to keep it to the next day. You are only to eat the one you collect today. If you don't finish and it's rotting, you throw it away. Because every day has thus said the Lord for that day. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every day there is a message for that day. And that is the problem we have with the denominations. We are the Wesleyans today. We are the Lutherans today. They are still holding on to Luther, on to Wesley, when he has moved to Pentecost. And so they remain there dead. You can imagine Equa, Cochin, ERCC, and all the rest do not believe in the manifestation of the Spirit. They don't believe in the gifts. As far as they are concerned, it ended with the apostles. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why we here, we have also called our star messenger for this age. And we sing God's attributes. We are manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are,
what we are raised up for,
and what we are raised up for. The message of our day. And that is why we say we are believers of the message. That is the message. Praise the Lord. How long will this last? Again, there is a key in the Bible, if you are hearing me for the first time, in Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 and verse 2. See the way he put it. He said, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us. When did he tear them and when did he smite them? When? AD 70. When he sent his army from Rome under General Titus and destroyed them, scattered them. And hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in that prophecy, verse 2. After 2 days will he revive us. After how many days? After how many days? Somebody shout, 2 days, 2 days. And he said, in the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. So, after they are smitten in AD 70, they will be revived again and restored. He will be healed again. After how many days? 2 days. So, how long will the Gentile dispensation last? 2 days. The 2 days here is 2 years. 2,000 years. 1 day to the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3 tells us so. Is as our 1,000 years. Our 1,000 years before the Lord is 1 day. So 2 days will be how many thousand years? 2,000 years. So, with this, the Gentile dispensation will last 2,000 years. I'm not saying it. I am reading Bible. In the mouth of two or three, let the matter be established. Go again, hallelujah, to Luke chapter 10, from verse 30. Let's read those 7 verses there. The parable of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. The first one was who? A priest. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. He could not help him. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. A Levite couldn't help him. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Let me explain that. Let me read that verse 34 again. He went to him and bound up his wounds. Listen, church, if you are hearing this for the first time, what that parable is telling us is, when you talk about the Levite, the priest, is trying to tell you it is the story of redemption. Man fell, and the effort of the law under the Levitical priesthood, the priest from the tribe of Levi, the priest, they could not, the law, he's speaking about the law could not help man. And we remain wounded as we are like this. But a certain Samaritan, because the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan, they rejected people, they don't consider them as Jews. A rejected person saw him and had compassion. And took him. Let's read that verse 34 now. He said, he went to him and bound up his wounds. By his stripes we are healed. Pouring in oil, the Holy Ghost, and wine. Hallelujah. Revelation. And set him on his own beast. Hallelujah. Grace. The power. For it is God. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. grace, set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Verse 35. And on the morrow, the next day, when he departed, he went up to glory. He took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, what did he say? Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Hallelujah. Now listen, listen. Amen. See the keys there. The inn that he took him to is where? Is the church. The innkeeper there that he handed him over to is who? He's a fivefold ministry. And take note that he gave him 2 pence. In Matthew 21, we get to know when he employed the laborers, we discover that the wages for one day is 1 penny. Am I correct? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if he gave the innkeeper 2 pence, it means he is not going to come back until after 2 days. Hallelujah. That's another confirmation that the Gentile period, it will last for 2,000 years. Gentile dispensation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The rapture ends the Gentile dispensation or the fullness of the Gentiles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.